from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour with President Trump's big, beautiful bill now in the Senate after passing the House. Senate Majority Leader John Thune dismissed Elon Musk's criticisms of it, saying the legislation has potential to spark economic growth and deficit reduction.
We obviously respect everything that Elon did with Doge. On this particular issue, we have a difference of opinion.
On social media, Musk said the bill is, quote, massive, outrageous, pork-filled. He only recently concluded his service as a special government employee in Trump's administration. New Jersey's utilities will defer a massive increase in the cost of electricity until the fall under orders from the Board of Public Utilities. Documents filed with the BPU show that the regulatory agency ordered JCP&L, PSE&G, and Atlantic City Electric to come up with a rate mitigation plan to be in effect between July 1st and September 30th. Customers are facing increases as high as 20%. And a Newark woman and an Albanian national living in Camden County are accused of a sham marriage for immigration purposes.
Federal prosecutors say 27-year-old Natasha Flores and 25-year-old Elvis Arizai of Cherry Hill were both charged with making false statements to federal officials. The couple got married in 2021 and claimed to live together in Maple Shade, but feds say they never did. Arizai, who first entered the U.S. in 2017 on a student visa, was also charged with marriage fraud. If convicted, each charge is punishable by up to 3 years in prison. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And will the sun be back tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now, New Jersey fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to be clear tonight and warmer than recent nights. Lows will be in the low to mid 60s. Hot and somewhat more humid tomorrow with times of clouds and sun. Highs will be between 85 and 90. Warm and muggy tomorrow night with a partly cloudy sky. Lows will be between 65 and 70. Then as we head through the day on Friday, it's going to be another warm and humid day with clouds and breaks of sun. There might be an afternoon shower or thunderstorm in a few spots. Most areas, though, will be dry with highs running in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Right now it's 81 in Flemington, 80 in Freehold, 81 in Pennsville. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.